As my friends and I walk into the oak forest of Forest Grove, the earth suddenly feels like it was in a freezer. Brrr, I exclaim, for I forgot to wear a coat. Man up, Bill replies. We are here for one reason, and that is to prove there is no ghost of Forest Grove. As we walk deeper into the forest looking for any sign of a ghost, rawr, we hear in the distance, and off we go, bolting toward the noise like it's a magnet. What is that? I scream to my friends, blood rushing through my veins faster than the speeding Bugatti. I don't know, you tell me, Fred screams back. As we reach the noise, we stop and our jaws drop as we see two whitish-blue ghosts hovering at least 7 feet off the ground. As Fred reaches for the camera, the ghosts disappear. Then, one by one, we all faint like it is a room full of guests. As I slowly come to my senses, I look around for Fred and Bill. Fred! Bill! I call, but all I see is a maze around me. As I start sprinting down a long passageway, I realize I am not going anywhere. As I look left, there is no left, just emptiness. A gust of wind hits me, and I take a step backwards and realize that I'm falling. As I fall farther and farther, I see a spike pit below me. Right as I'm about to hit it, I disappear. When I reappear, I'm by the ghost who moans, "There are only two escapes, death and finding the exit. You can find death easily here, but not the exit. So, well, good luck. Oh, also, you can die in the traps now." 2 days later. So hungry. Hearing the moans of every other kid trapped here. Hearing the zombies safely come. Oh no, Mr. Rock, are you okay? What do you hear? They're coming to get me. Sure enough, the Rock was right, because all of a sudden zombies of kids start coming after me. Famished for flesh, blood dripping down their shirts and their bloodshot eyes. All of a sudden, they bound after me, sprinting faster than I thought a famished person could sprint. And right as they're about to jump at me, I wake up and realize I am in an insane asylum.